Ted Cruz blasts Mark Cuban over NBA anthem protests, China hypocrisy. By Dylan Gwynn on July 20, 2020. The NBA's potential restart has many basketball fans excited. However, a remark about the prospect of players protesting during the national anthem led to a Twitter spat between two of the most powerful men in the Lone Star State. On Sunday night, Mark Davis, a talk show host for AM 660 in Dallas, tweeted his excitement about the restart to the Mavericks' season. Though, he also included a warning to Mavs owner Mark Cuban about how quickly that fandom would evaporate if any players disrespected the national anthem. That simple request, to find a way to say what you want without offending the country, was quickly dismissed by Mark Cuban in a one-word response. Though, in fairness, Cuban did expand on his rudeness to a loyal fan and plans to insult the country in a more verbose follow-up tweet. So not only did Cuban make it clear that protests are highly likely and fans who don't like it can leave, he also attacked the very idea of playing the anthem before sporting events in the first place. And a Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas, who took strong exception to Cuban's rough dismissal of fans who happen to love both the NBA and America. Cuban shot back, charging Cruz with breach of imaginary Twitter etiquette. Cruz pounced, reminding Cuban that he not only made his comment in public, but that he in fact does start each workday with showing respect for the flag and country. Cruz followed up Monday morning with another question for Cuban. Cuban shot back. Of course, Ted Cruz was the Trump's primary opponent in 2016, so saying that he's unwilling or unable to disagree with President Trump is a little bizarre. Also bizarre for Cuban to say he doesn't get involved in the domestic policies of China when the league that he is a part of has business ties with China which serve to enrich a regime that uses those profits to brutalize their own people. Cruz answered. Follow Dylan Gwynn on Twitter @TheMightyGwynn.